You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Saturday night at Anfield will be an emotional occasion for many a Liverpool fan as Steven Gerrard makes his final appearance on the Liverpool pitch. Delighted to say that Joe Crilly has joined us from the William Hill press team to have a look at some of the special bets that are going around about Steven Gerrard. You well, Joe?
I'm not bad at all.
Excellent. The match price is 4-9 Liverpool, the draw 16-5, Palace 7-1. It's kind of apt in a way, Joe, that this game comes against Palace because he's not had the best of time against this club, has he, Gerrard? Obviously, the 3-3 draw last year as well. I mean, they beat them 3-1 at Selhurst Park earlier in the season, but hard to see anything other than a Liverpool win with the kind of the excitement that'll be around the place.
Yeah, although Liverpool have been the masters of anti-climaxes in recent times, last season obviously, Cristanbul?
Yes.
Cristanbul. I think that'll still be very fresh in most Liverpool fans' minds and in Gerrard's as well. And he said that was his biggest regret as a Liverpool player. That particular match, which basically put the final nail in Liverpool's title challenge last season. But having said that, yeah, everybody will be, all the neutrals except perhaps Everton fans and Manchester United fans will probably be hoping for a Liverpool win and Steven Gerrard to score the winner. And so those prices are 4-9 for the Liverpool win, 7-1 for Palace win. Probably about right, and I fancy Liverpool to win. I don't think it'll be particularly easy, but I can see them winning by one, maybe two.
Yeah, I was looking back at some of their performances at home. They scored, tend to score goals at home, obviously, Liverpool, and a lot of the midfielders have been weighing in, quite a lot more midfielders than the attackers this season. Gerrard scored four himself, and that headline offer is going to get a lot of attraction, I think. Steven Gerrard to score and Liverpool to win at 3-1. I mean, you know, and I know what you mean about them being kind of almost, you know, they don't quite live up to expectation, but he usually does, doesn't he? To be fair, Gerrard, you know, it wouldn't be a big surprise to anyone if he gets on the score sheet. They might even chuck him up front for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, he does live up to expectations, except for perhaps that Manchester United game earlier on in the season.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, the 3-1 for him to score in a Liverpool victory is a decent price. You've got to put a nostalgic pound on him scoring at any time. And the fact that I think Liverpool will probably win, I may as well combine the two of those and go for the 3-1. Also 8-1 for him to score first in a Liverpool victory as well. He'll be absolutely pumped up, and you could see Liverpool getting an early goal, and why would it not be, Gerrard?
Loads of prices. I mean, you can have Gerrard to score a header, which he did, of course, the other week, 6-1. You've got to score two or more, to score in the first 10 minutes, lots of those. One that I really like here, Joe, and it's making me wish I could bet with William Hill, is Gerrard to be voted Sky's Man of the Match at 7-4. Now, if I've been looking to find out the commentary team, which I failed, unfortunately. But if it's Carragher and Redknapp and anyone else, I think that's a great bet.
Yeah, well, you do.
If it's Neville, maybe not so good.
I'm not sure whether they'll go back to the studio to get them to vote for it, or whether it'll be the commentators who do it. I would have thought it would be Neville. But he, since moving from Manchester United into the commentary booth and the analyst seat, he's proved himself to be quite a partisan person, and he won't let the emotion of the day get to him. He's one person who probably won't let the emotion of the day get to him, but I'm sure he would still have a soft spot, especially from their time at England together as well, both with Neville as a player and as a coach. You would have thought that he's got a soft spot for Gerrard, and even if it is him in the commentary booth, you'd be tempted to go for him as man of the match, whether he plays well or not. So yeah, that 7-4 is a great price in my eyes, and probably the best value of all of the Gerrard specials that we're offering.
Yeah, Gerrard to kiss the camera, obviously he famously did that once upon a time, didn't he? That's 3-1 as well. I like the substitution prices as well. It's kind of it's tradition, really, isn't it, to substitute a player towards the end so he can get a standing ovation on his own. 7-1 for Gerrard to be substituted between the 65th and 75th minute, 6-4 between the 75th and 85th minute, and 2-1 on between 85 and full time. I believe Jamie Carragher went off after about 87 minutes in his final game at Anfield, so it's justifiably 1-2, but that looks a nice bet as well.
Yeah, and it all depends on how the match is going as well. I wouldn't be backing the 7-1. I can't see him getting subbed off any earlier than that as well, but the 6-4 for between 75 and 85 minutes looks a decent bet to me. If Liverpool are one or two up, and cruising, then why not take him off on 80 minutes, give him last 10, 15 minutes to prepare his lap of honour?
To be fair, it might take him 10 minutes to get off the pitch. The standing ovation might not calm down until the full-time whistle.
I thought you were saying he's so old, it'll take him a while to get off the pitch.
brilliant. One other quick one, which we haven't mentioned, is which is kind of interesting. Gerrard 2-1 to play for Liverpool at any point next season. I mean, unlikely, but we have seen these loan deals, haven't we, where a player might come back. And, you know, it wouldn't be a big surprise if he came back to train with the club, would it? And, you know, I mean, maybe 2-1's not big enough, but I don't necessarily think we've seen the last of him in a Liverpool shirt, full stop. There could be an opportunity for him to come back.
Well, that was the deal with Thierry Henry a couple of seasons back. He came over purely to train, but he came right in the middle of an Arsenal striking crisis. I think Giroud was injured at the time, and a couple of other scoring options. Theo Walcott, I think, was probably injured, knowing him. and so he was training with the team, and he got offered a short-term loan deal to play, and he obviously got a goal while he was there as well. So, I mean, you see it quite often. Landon Donovan was another famous one who came over a couple of times and played for Everton. And Gerrard to come back and play for Liverpool next season. He said that he would like to. So it just depends whether Brendan Rodgers wants to bring him over in that downtime during the MLS season.
Joe, thanks very much for your time. I'll let you crack on. I know you're busy on a Friday. Thank you for those specials as well, and enjoy the match.
Thank you very much. You too, Lee.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Crilly there from William Hill's press office. Those Stephen Gerrard specials are on the football pages of williamhill.com. Just click on the specials tab. Of course, if you want to have a bet on that match or any of the other Premier League games as well this weekend, then you can pop into any of William Hill's shops around the UK and place your bets there as well. Thanks very much for listening. And if you're having a bet on Liverpool Palace or any of the Stephen Gerrard specials, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.